Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode. I want to talk about a realistic timeline for going from full-time employee to a full-time coach or business owner. A lot of people think that you can just start a coaching business overnight. They don't need training and they don't need business support and they don't need help. Honestly, if it were that easy, don't you think like literally everyone would do this successfully? I'm not trying to say a coaching business is hard. I will stand on the belief that coaching is the fastest and easiest way for people to get into entrepreneurship. There's a couple reasons why. One, it's a service-based business that requires comparatively way less startup costs. You don't need a building. You need like maybe a coaching certification and maybe a computer. Okay. We're talking 10 grand investment to have a really good start at a coaching business. Most businesses are either going to come from like grit and sweat equity, which AKA translates into time, or it's going to come from money. When I started, I had time, I had no money. So what did I fully bank on? Grinding it out at 4 a.m. All right. So your timeline, I call this a realistic timeline and like what a 12-month transition from a full-time employee to a full-time coach looks like. I was able to fully transition into coaching in 3 months because I was a school teacher and I had the summer off. So I was able to spend the whole summer 100% fully focused on growing my business. My timeline is going to look a little bit different. I say 12 months is realistic, but if you're absolutely psychotic like me, you could probably do it in a smaller amount of time. All right. So I mapped this out for you. We're going to go through it. I have seen people become successful in coaching in like 60 days or less. I've also seen some people slowly transition out of a full-time job and taking over a year. I'm going to give you kind of the one-year timeline that I've seen work. If we haven't met before and this is the first time you are seeing our channel, welcome. I'm Olivia. I'm the co-founder and CEO of IGC Coaching School, where we have been training and certifying ICF-credentialed coaches since 2015. So we've trained thousands of coaches. We have a really high success rate of people who go through coach training and not only earn the credential, but also know how to get clients and build a business. You can take coach training anywhere in the world. I think that if you are a coach who also wants to have a business, the best place to learn how to do that is with us. Okay. Here's how we're going to talk about the timeline. The first couple months, I'm just going to be straight up with you. You're probably feeling burnt out at your job. You're feeling restless. You're feeling like you were meant for something more. You're starting to kind of realize that maybe you're not really like other people. You want something different. Maybe though, you can't really tell people because they're going to judge you, or you're afraid of what they're going to think, or nobody in your kind of current atmosphere, whatever, is really doing anything different outside of the norm. I know that was me. I was a public school teacher and I should have been so thankful for my job. Listen, somebody told me the other day that if your parents don't understand what you do, it probably means you're successful. And listen, about 13 years later, they still really don't know what I do. So we're going to take that as a dub. But if you are kind of craving more purpose or flexibility and you know you need to do something different, even though you may be thankful for your job or your education and things are okay, you feel this inner pull for something more. I feel like that's that purpose calling, that God calling. It's not going to go away. So here we are. You Googled this and now you're on this channel, right? Trying to figure out how to become a coach. This is like month one and two of the year process. You want to do work that actually matters. You feel compelled to try something different with your life. Now you're Googling, you're researching, you're downloading course catalogs, you're attending free workshops, and all of a sudden your timelines everywhere are filled with coaching this and coaching that. And so if you found your way here from that method, congratulations. It is really the first step on the journey. So research, podcasts, YouTube, free workshops, downloading resources, learning what coaching is. Maybe you've traveled over to the International Coach Federation or ICF website and you're like very confused about all the levels. We have videos explaining all that. I'm going to link them here for you. You do not have to quit your job. You just have to get clarity. That's what we're doing in month one and two. We're figuring out if this is the right thing for us, and then we're making a plan. In IGC, whenever someone enrolls in our coach training program, they get something called a project plan. And it basically, and you will use this with all of your coaching clients too, but it lays out an actual project and you're the project that you're working on. So we often do 90-day plans in coaching. So it's like, where do you see yourself in 90 days? Let's build the plan backwards. What needs to happen? What milestones are we going to hit? What accountability do we need? Who do we need on our support team? Da, 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 da. I kind of want you to think about it like that. Month one and two, you're just like considering the plan. You're envisioning it. You're thinking to yourself realistically, if I could have a coaching business bringing in clients and operating, you know, at this level by when. It's the what by when conversation that you're having with yourself. It doesn't mean you know how it's going to happen yet. You just need the why. And if you work with us, we'll help you with the how, or you can, you know, continue with the free resource world, whatever. You really just need to focus on the why. Why do you want to get into coaching? What does that look like for your life? If you don't have that vision, and I know it's so cliched, like, what's your why? I didn't want to wake up at 4 a.m. to work on my business, but it's the why that gets you out of bed in the morning. All right. So that's month one and two. You're figuring things out. Many people who find this channel are in month one and two, but by the end of month two, you're going to start training. If you want to be great at this, if you want to have a career with longevity, if you want to be an excellent service provider, you are going to start coach training. You can do a level one with the ACC or PC or level two with the PCC, but you're going to start your coach training and you're going to start creating that identity shift from where you were. So for me, it was from becoming a teacher to becoming a coach. When you're in training, what I think you really do, not only are you making a big investment financially and time-wise, but you're also realizing that coaching is a skill set. It's a learned skill set. It's not something that anyone can just do. There are many people who are natural coaches. There are many people who are coaching in some way, shape, or form in their current profession or in their personal life. But at the end of the day, you cannot argue with the fact that coaching is a skill set and it's taught through the ICF core competencies. And I think once you're in training and you start seeing the high level professionalism, that is when you start to unlock this, like, whoa, I am going to have a real service that real people are going to invest in, and I'm taking this seriously, and the work that we do is really transformational. So month two and four, you're in training, you're going to your weekly classes, you're doing your practicum hours, which is where you're practicing coaching with a peer, you are learning about the ICF core competencies, you are getting evaluations, you're understanding ethics and boundaries and what coaching actually is compared to other, you know, helping modalities, you're working with a mentor, you're getting feedback, you're learning how to listen differently, you're learning how to ask questions differently. This is where you are truly becoming a coach and your identity is shifting. There is no human that just goes one day from one thing and one day to the next. I hope, if anything, you realize in this episode that there is no such thing as an overnight success unless maybe you've had the vision all along and then you win the freaking lottery or something. But everyone goes through this process of becoming the next version of themselves. And the people who try to skip the process and just get to the money are the ones that end up flip-flopping, little fish flip-flopping for way too long. You're wasting time. So the beginning is clarity. The second part is learning to become an excellent coach and having that identity shift. And now the third part, which is typically around months 4 to 6, that's where actual money is coming in. Maybe you've done enough practicum hours, or you've done some, you know, work with beta clients or pro bono or lower cost or sliding scale clients, and you've gotten some reviews and you've had some mentor feedback and you know you're good. And now you're really starting to say, like, here's my first signature coaching offer.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
I'm going to start charging actual pricing for coaching, which may be $100, $150, $250. Everyone packages their services differently. I can't tell you exactly how to do that. I have videos that share examples, but it's kind of something that you would also figure out as you go through training. And I'm not trying to gatekeep the information. I just don't know what kind of coaching package you would sell. We have coaches that sell individual life coaching offers. We have coaches that sell corporate contracts that are over the six-figure mark. So it really would depend on your niche and depend on what kind of coaching work you want to do. I got a comment on a video the other day when I was sharing the coaching like example coaching packages and they're like, that's crazy. Like, what if I don't want to charge that much? Then don't. Like, don't. One of my favorite coaching graduates and now friends from IGC, she started coaching at like $50 to $75 a session. That's fine. You are in charge. You are in charge. I'm just here to give you examples and show you what's possible. And I genuinely believe that longevity and excellence in coaching is not possible unless you're really good at what you do. That goes with any product though, or any service. All right. So in months 4 to 6, you're getting your first real clients. And by real clients, I mean the ones that are paying you what you want to be making. All right. So maybe that's $300 session or $500 a month. My first coaching package, I charged people $500 a month for weekly sessions, which equated to $125 per session. Or they could do biweekly, which was $250 a month. If they were doing biweekly, my minimum contract was 6 months. If they were doing weekly, my minimum contract was 3 months. No matter what coaching package I was selling, it equated to $1,500. For me and my young entrepreneurial mind, this was easy to do. It was easy income to project. I knew what my goals were and I knew exactly how much money I needed to make to be able to not go back to teaching. All right. But this is where you start really selling. And I just want to remind you, coaching is a skill-based business. This is where you're really starting to grow confidence. And just like if you were learning how to lift weights or go running or knit or do art or do any type of hobby, you got to put in the reps. You got to practice. That's how you feel better about yourself. That's literally how you get better at anything. All right. So that's kind of phase three. You're getting your first clients. Phase four, maybe in, you know, IGC terms, that would be months 6 through 9. This is where you're really building momentum. This is where I would say the most people begin to quit their jobs. Because the reality is, depending on what you're doing before, you need time. So for every 5 clients, you have to expect to be at least working like 5 office hours, if you will. So lead generation, content creation, marketing, sales calls, emails, blah, 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 networking events. So once you kind of hit that 5 clients a week, which maybe is 10 to 15 hours of actual work a week in your coaching business, it's like there's only so many hours in the day. Now, I have had people who have lost their jobs and then come into IGC. And so they're basically working 40 hours a week straight away because they need to, right? Maybe you are coming back from being like a stay-at-home mom with toddlers and your kids are finally in school. So you have all these hours. Like, that's another very common story. Or maybe you got lucky and you just have enough money and you can quit your job that you hate and you have 3 months to get this business up and running, so you have more hours. But most people are working full-time when they enter IGC, and they get to this point where they're like, go big or go home. That usually happens when business is starting to take up more than 10 to 15 hours a week. And that is usually go time. That's when we're thinking about putting in our notice. That's when we are probably beginning to get reburnt out again because we're working this job and building a business that's starting to take up more and more time. So this is kind of make or break time. All right, let's move into the next phase, months 9 through 12. This is really the decision point. If you're getting to month 9 and you're still kind of like full-time here and full-time here, you've got to make a decision. And I think if you have a coaching package that has been proven effective, that has gotten good feedback, you have great client testimonials, you have proof of concept, meaning you've like sold a few of these, right? You've put people through this transformational process. You're probably ready to move forward. And it's not just, I understand, but like, you know, benefits from your job and retirement funds. And if you're married or something, maybe there's another decision maker or kids, da, 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 da. But this is where you're making these decisions. This is the time. I want you to think about your coaching business as a strategic escape or a strategic option. It does not have to be, and it definitely is not, an overnight cash cow. Is that the way to say it? It's something that you're building this skill set as you go. You are gaining confidence as you grow in that skill set, as you work with more clients. But you do want to be making decisions like a CEO along the way. Don't get to the point where you are so burnt out by going to your full-time job and coaching your clients that you just want to quit it all. There's going to be some moment of time where you're going to go from full-time employee to coach, it's usually happening between the 9 to 12 month mark. There's always outliers, but it's usually that time if you've gone through coach training, if you followed directions, if you have your practicum hours, if you've been working with your mentor, if you've been getting all the business training, that you are like, okay, I may be generating, you know, $3,000 a month in my coaching business, but if I had more time, I could easily triple that or quadruple that. And the only way you really can get back that time is typically letting go of whatever you were doing in the past. For me, that was my teaching career. For many, it's a, you know, nursing job, management position. Again, you could be happy with a few clients for a very long time, but you will get to that point if you've been steady growing 9 to 12 months, where your job is now to put on your CEO, business owner, coach hat and make a decision. And if you are well-trained and you do have those practice hours, the decision to go full-time in your coaching business may just be an easy one. We see it all the time. I hope that's helpful. I've put in some links in the show notes / description of this episode for you. I've tagged the ICF stuff if you're interested in that. If you really want to have a personalized timeline when it comes to becoming a full-time coach, the best and smartest thing you can do is actually talk to someone about it who knows how this works, right? So you can go to innerglowcircle.com/call. You can meet with one of our advisors. You can map out a plan, whether you want to take an accelerated class or an 8-month class. There's no right or wrong. It's based on you and the amount of time you have to be successful. All right. So book your call with an advisor, make a plan. Doesn't mean you have to execute on the plan today, but you'll at least have a timeline. You'll have an idea of a plan. You'll get that clarity month one or two clarity, and you'll be able to go from there. So if you have any questions at all, please leave them in the comments. If you found this even mildly helpful or entertaining, feel free to like and subscribe. We put out new content at least once a week. And all I want is for all of the wonderful, good humans in the world to be able to live more in their zone of genius, which is often helping people, and it's often on their own terms. And that is okay. That is okay. All right. I gotta go pack for a trip, y'all. So have a good rest of the week. I'll see you soon.